لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله ونعمة الله على أعدائهم أعد الله من يوم هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقال الله في كتاب حكيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: كذبت عاد المرسلين فذاق الله العظيم. مؤمنين، we are continuing سورة الشورى، verse number I recited is verse number 123, and translation goes like this: Ad belied the apostles. Now Allah is talking about people of Ad. Who were Ad and how their name was? People of Ad, they're from Yemen, and their forefather name was Ad. So based on this, they were called Ad. So Allah, and they were very powerful people, you know, they were rich people, and they used to dominate other people, and they used to do a lot of operation. So Allah sent the prophet Hud there. So Allah is talking about this. Ad belied the pastors. Before I go further, Nuh alayhi salam told his son Sam that after me a great messenger will be raised. His name would be Hud, and he'll call people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he comes, you should follow him. So Sam used to do a ceremony every year for ages for the future if Prophet Hud comes. And when Prophet Hud came, then some people accepted him. So it is the sunnah of previous people that Allah used to give the good news of the future prophets, you know. Like Isa alayhi salam said that after me I give great tidings of Ahmad, you know. So like now so they waited for it, and we are waiting for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, inshallah, then he reappeared, and we are waiting for Jesus to come, you know. These are the sunnah of previous people. So إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ هُودٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. When Hud, their brother, said to them, will you not be wary of Allah? Wary. Now, Allah called repeatedly these great prophets as their brother to the people. Why? Because these great prophets loved them so much. And they were very humble. They never showed any kind of superiority towards them. They always were so humble, so Allah called them their brother, right? So, and he asked them to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inni lakum rasulun amin fattaqullaha wa ati'un wa ma asalukum alayhi min ajrin in ajriya illa ala rabbil alameen. And what he said, indeed I am a trusted apostle to you, so be wary of Allah and obey me. I do not ask you any reward for it. My reward lies only with the Lord of all the worlds. All these prophets say the same thing, that I am a prophet from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am a trusted one, and I ask you to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and don't ask any reward but from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This should be our behavior too, that we should be ameen, we should be trustworthy, we should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whatever we do is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever we are doing is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't ask anybody reward. You know, no exterior, interior, different motive then, but to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should have a clean heart when we serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah's help comes, you know. Then what he said, أَتَبْنُونَ بِكُلِّ رِيْعٍ آيَةً تَعْبَثُونَ وَتَتَّخِذُونَ مَسَانِعَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَخْلُدُونَ. Now he said two things. Do you futurely build a sign on every prominence? You set up a structure as if you will be immortal. He said two things. What he said, that do you build some sign on the prominent things, you know, that they used to, like on a mountain peaks, on the tall places, and those tall places, mountain peaks, you make monument to show off. And then what you try to do is that you set up big structures like palaces and castles, as if you are going to live forever. Those show-off behaviors, you know. He stopped them. All prophets told the people to be humble, you know. Don't show off as if you are going to live here, or you want to show off to other people how rich you are, you know. Now there's a culture in every city to make skyscrapers to show off that they are the big shots, you know. This is not the ideology of Islam or any prophet. They ask you to stay humble, you know. Just don't show off, and if you have more influence, distribute among people, you know. Don't try to show off and intimidate people with your power, you know. وَإِذَا بَتَشْتُمْ جَبَّارِينَ, and when you seize like tyrants. That was another thing they used to do. That when they use a sword, they'll use sword on extremes, showing the power also. That's what happening, you know, these you go to Gulf countries, you go to all these tyrants, they do all these behaviors. They make big tall structures, they make big castles, and now there's a war going on, they do carpet bombing. Like go extreme, you know. This is the behavior of people of art, which we are seeing today in this world, right? The superpower, they do the same thing. They make tall buildings, tall structures, and show off, and they go to third world country and carbon bomb them, showing their might. You know? That's how this is getting all the people of art, you know. But taqullaha wa atiyun, and be wary of Allah and obey me. And then what he said, Prophet Hud, but taqulladhi مَدَّكُمْ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ, and be wary of him who has provided you, which you know. He said, be fear of whom, which he provided you, which you know. Means if he has provided you, he's going to ask you about it. It's not for free. And what he said, what you know. What is that? Now he explains further what he has provided. What he said? أَمَدَّكُمْ بِأَنْعَامٍ وَبَنِينَ وَجَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ, and he aided you with sons and cattle and gardens and springs. You think that they came for free? Sons and cattle and gardens and springs from Allah's mother. Now, if he has given you, he's going to ask you about these things. Just because of these resources which you have from Allah, you show off people. You just spend them just for your own prominence, not to be humble and share it with poor ones, no. So there's the corruption in the society. إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ, indeed I fear for you the punishment of tremendous day. What is tremendous day? يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. Tremendous days are 2 days. One is the day of judgment, and one is the days when these people were destroyed by Allah's punishment on this lifetime. قالوا سواء علينا أوعظت أم لم تكن من الواعظين. They said it is the same to us whether you advise or not. They were just defiant people. They said, you advise or not, same for us. You know, now it is same thing, like people are in the material world, they do what they want to do. You think of some prophet, they listen to him? These big powers, these rich ones, they will not listen. Today the same thing. It's same if you preach us or not, we are not going to listen to you. Then what they said? In hawa illa khulukun awwali. These are nothing but the traditions of the ancient, they said. The old people used to give this preaching, so you are doing same preaching to us. What is this new order? The word came khulukun awwali. What is khulukun? There is a difference between khalq and khulq. Khalq is the material creation. Khulq is traditions and behaviors. So he said it's the tradition of the old people. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُعَذَّبِينَ, and what they said? And we will not be punished. Like the people live today, they want to live for 1,000 years here. Nobody thinks about dying, death, grave, or judgment day. You know, people are nowadays, you know, just enjoying the most. And never think about any wrong side of the world, of death and dying and judgment, you know. They want to enjoy what Allah gave them, bounties, you know. Wealth. فَكَذَّبُهُ فَأَهْلَكَنَاهُمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ الْآيَةُ وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. So they belied him, whereupon he destroyed them. There is indeed a sign in that, but most of them don't have faith. وَإِنَّ رَبُّكَ هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. Indeed, your Lord is Almighty, All-Merciful. So they belied him, so Allah destroyed them. Still then, they didn't believe. Most of them would not believe. That's how people are. And your Lord is Almighty and All-Merciful. He's Almighty that He punish, All-Merciful because He give you respite. Brothers and sisters, these verses coming repeatedly that most of them were not believers. Are we true believers? We ask ourselves. Are we true believers? Because they were mostly not believers. From Allah's point, I don't know in society they were labeled as believers or not, but the end result was that Allah said they were not believers. We seek refuge from Allah on the judgment day of Allah, refuse to accept as believers, you know, and call us hypocrites, you know. So, but Allah kept saying, most of them are not believers. Allah. We just seek Allah's refuge on their situation. Now, after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the next people. كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ صَالِحٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. And Thamud belied the apostles. When Saleh, their brother, said to them, will you not be wary? Who are Thamud? They are people of Wadi al-Qura. Where is Wadi al-Qura? It is between Medina and Syria. They are still located, you know. They are there. They were destroyed. They were rich people. And they used to build nice palaces inside the mountains, you know. That they want to enjoy life. That's it. They are different people. They don't care about afterlife, Allah's punishment, no. So they were the same way. We should wonder these characteristics Allah describes. So do we have these characteristics in ourselves, you know? That's very important. So Allah said they belied. When the brother said, Saleh alayhi salam, same brotherhood, you know. Will you not be wary of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَمَا أَسَلُهُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Indeed, I am a trusted apostle to you, so be wary of Allah and obey me. I do not ask any reward for it. My reward lies with the Lord of the worlds. Same thing he said. All of them have same habits, you know. These are the habits of the Prophet. They talk same. We should talk the same way, you know. We should think same way. We should think alike. أَتَتْرُكُونَ فِي مَا هَا هُنَا آمِنِينَ. Will you be left secure in that which is here? I mean, here. Will you be left secure in which is here? He said, will you be left secure? What Allah gave you so many blessings? You think Allah is not asking? Like for us also, like Allah has given us cars and houses and everything. Everything, you know. Will you be left secure, you know? Before I go further, I want to go back to the verse when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about people of Aad, that they used to build the big palaces and on the big signs on the buildings, right? I am remembering the hadith from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was an event happened in Medina. Prophet was going outside of Medina and outskirts, and he saw a big building, and then he saw there's a tomb there, you know. So he asked people, whose house is this? He said, there is a Ansar, this is his house. He said, call him. When that man came out, he said, salam to Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet did not answer him. And Prophet left. So he asked Prophet's companion, that why Prophet did hear this to him? He was saying salam and he didn't answer. He said Prophet was upset about the way you built the structure. So he went and destroyed it. So Prophet came next time and he saw there was no structure left. So he asked, what happened? He said, Prophet, when we told him that you were upset about his big building, he destroyed it. So Prophet said that any structure you build it which is not for your need, beyond your need, it's a burden on your judgment day. So, you know, we have habits of building big things just to show off people. On the judgment day, you have to answer, you know. We should refrain from these things, okay? So, So that was the explanation for the previous verse, but I will come back to this verse again. Allah is saying that whatever Allah has given you, Allah is not secure about it, you will question all these things. Now he explains further. Salih alayhi salam, fi jannatin wa uyun wa zur'in wa nakhlin tal'uha hadeem. What you will question about? Amid gardens and springs, fawns and dead plants with dainty spats. All these things you have, which Allah gave you, in questions. Like we have so much richness going on in society, we'll be questions. That what you did to my blessings, did you show off? Did you get into this worldly life? And you forgot about me and my rules? وَتَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا فَارِهِمْ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَعْتِيُونَ. And you hew houses out of mountains skillfully. They used to skillfully make the mountains. Just enjoy it, you know, like as if they want to live here forever and show off. You know? Allah didn't approve all that, you know. That's why we live a simple life, brothers and sisters. So be wary of Allah and obey me, he said. Be wary of Allah, obey me. وَلَا تُطِيُوا أمر المسرفين الذين يفسدون في الأرض ولا يصلحون. And do not obey the dictates of the prolific who cause corruption in the land and do not bring about reform. Right. Who are musrifin? These are the ones who are transgressors. Who are transgressors, and they create a lot of transgression in this world. Okay? And they cause corruption in the land and they don't want to bring any reform. You know? This is, who are these musrifin? Who are the transgressors in this way? There are a lot of explanations about that. First of all, the who spend excessively, extravagant people, who are extravagant. You know? They are transgressors, they are called extravagant, are the ones who are sinning. They are transgressors. Who is transgressor? Who creates corruption in the society? All kind of corruptions, you know. They are all transgressors, you know. And they want to bring this reform in the society, you know. So that's what happens. And Mizan explains so beautifully what corruption does it, you know. The way Allah created this universe, that universe is based on your natural instinct to be good and to be balanced, to be honest, to share things. When you do that, the universe goes in a fine balance. But if you go opposite, what happens? Corruption comes. You know, I give a very good example of it. These big countries, you know, superpowers, they have industrialization everywhere. They did like global warming just for the making their money. And what corruption happened in society? Now we have climate change, because all they did, all these big factories in each other, they didn't care about anybody, they just wanted to get rich, you know, for the rich. And what happened now? Now you have the corruption in the society, you have global warming, you have all these floods coming, because you were greedy, you didn't care. You just did what you wanted to do, you didn't care for the world, you know, destroyed the world. Same way, the people who do all kind of corruption in society, wrong businesses, then spending excessively on themselves for their own desires, all corruption. That's why society is suffering so in this world. And then when you attack people with injustice. This is all bringing all this pain in this world we are seeing today. All kind of pains we are seeing because of this behavior, the behavior of people like Ad and Thamud. That's how we are behaving today, right? And that's how we have corruption. That's why when Imam comes, Allah says in Quran that Allah has written in previous scriptures that in end times the one who are the rightly guided servant, they will be the heirs in this world. Why? The rightly guided will be the follower Imam who will bring, destroy corruption in this community and bring justice in the business, in their behavior. The spending sprees and all that, they'll bring it balance back. Because Allah gave so much. He said, all this good stuff, but we destroy it for our own greed and show off and forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and trying to get the best out of it for your own fulfilling desire and being. So now what he says? When he said that, then they replied, Qalu innama anta minal musahharin. Now they couldn't answer him back, so they accused him. And what is they said to him? They said, indeed, you are one of the bewitched. You're bewitched, that's it. Your mind is not right. Just to, they knew he was right, but they wanted to challenge him in a kind of very treacherous way, calling him bewitched. Ma anta illa bashrum misluna fatti bi ayatin in kuntum minas sadiqin. Now what they said again? You are just a human being like us, so bring us a sign, should you be truthful. You don't care for him, bring a sign that truthfulness. So then what happened? What Allah, because they asked Saleh to bring a she-camel from the mountain. See how bad they were. What kind of miracle they were asking, you know? Bring a she-camel from the mountain. And Allah brought it for them. So when the she-camel came out of the mountain, still they didn't believe, you know, how creatures they were. So Allah tested them. So He said to His people, Allah hadi naqutullah shirbun wa lakum shirbu yumin ma'loom. Then He said, this is the she-camel, she shall drink and you shall drink on known days. He was testing them, Allah was testing them. One day you drink from this pond and one day she-camel you drink from this pond, right? وَلَا تَمَسُّهَا بِسُوءٍ فَيَخْرُضُكُمْ عَذَابُ يُمِنْ عَظِيمٍ. And He said to them, He warned them, do not cause her any harm, for then you shall be seized by punishment on a terrible day. Don't kill that anymore. See how people are. First they were so much treacherous people. On top of that, they are such was a miracle, and miracle came. No, they wanted what the miracle, you know. That's how people are, you know. That's how people are. People know that Islam is the miracle of Allah, right? And the world wants to hurt Islam. You know why? Because they know that Islam goes against their desire, the worldly desire. So they want to destroy it. And make all kind of Islamophobia, you know, just to destroy it, you know. And they know it's the truth. But it goes against their desire. Everybody knows Islam is right, but why people won't accept Islam? Because it goes against their worldly lifestyle. They now want to just enjoy it. That's about it, you know. That's why they create so much Islamophobia, you know. So now, they wanted to destroy she-camel like people just wanted to destroy Islam today, you know. So what do they do? فَعَرُوهَا فَأَصْبَحُوا نَادِمِينَ. But they hamstrung her, whereupon they became regretful. What is hamstrung? To cut the muscles and tendons near ankle of the animal. So when you do that, animal falls down and cannot eat and drink and they die, you know. That's what they did to the she-ema, you know. How treacherous they were. And then after that, they regretted about it. One person did that, but Allah destroyed all the people who were with him, who agreed with him. So what happened? فَخَذْهُمْ عَضَىٰ إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ الْآيَةَ وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِنَّ رَبُّهُ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. So the punishment seized them. There is indeed a sign in them, but most of them do not have faith. Indeed, your Lord is Almighty, the All-Merciful. So they did that, and Allah says after seeing all this, Allah destroyed them, right? Because they agreed with him. So what happened? The punishment came, and again Allah says, most of them were not believers. After seeing all this great sign and all that, still they were not believers, you know. We should fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the greatest miracle happened to this planet is Quran and Hakim, you know, and Islam. Are we true believers, you know? Are we submerged in the habits of Aad and Thamud ourselves, you know, to ask? Are we the ones who are with the oppressors, or we are against oppressors? If we keep quiet against oppressors, we are counted with oppressors. These oppressors of the world who are oppressing the people, exploiting them, showing off. These all zalimin, we have to stand against them, against how they are corrupting the world and society. This is the mission of Imam Al-Zamal, to have justice in this world, to have balance in this world. To have the balance in the society. So first you bring balance in your own house. Not to abuse people through your profession and in your business are not to spend too much money to bring the imbalance in your house, then in your community, and stand up against any kind of operation. This is the mission of Imam Zaman al-Salam. This is the mission of Hussain al-Salam, who stood up against the operation of Yazid. And today we have to stand up against the operation of Yazid of today's time. So when Imam comes, we are with him. Allah, Alhamdulillah, 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 Alhamdulillah.